The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Victory formation for Pittsburgh. They are consoling Newton. They talk about the brotherhood on this Washington squad. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson doing a dance. The Steelers will improve to 7-2. Commanders will fall to 7-3.
Big time. But we did a lot today that they weren't accustomed to. You know, they had only had 13 three and outs through nine football games. That was an agenda of ours. 47% of their drives reached the red zone. That was an agenda of ours. They're a dangerous group. They're a hot group. But we want to be the firemen. We want to put that stuff out.
And that they did. Steelers 28, Commanders 27. Good afternoon, everybody. Let's start by saying happy Veterans Day, everyone. We've got about 200,000 veterans here in the greater Pittsburgh area. Many of them fighting in conflicts like Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf, Afghanistan, protecting our freedoms. They're back here. We should do more for them and just want to give them a little tip of the cap. Mulsey has done some golf tournaments.
It's about veterans. The warrior, wounded warrior. Yep.
And so we've seen it up close and personal. Veterans want to call in today. You want to give a veteran a shout out, by all means, 412-928-9370. I think we'd love that. And I loved yesterday. And I want to know if people are believing. Are they in? Are they on the bandwagon? Was that enough for the Steelers cynics, for the Steelers skeptics, for those who were like, yeah, I got to see them play a good team. I got to see them go on the road and cool off a great quarterback. If how they won, the way they won was enough to get them on board. Because I'm in. I bet them to win the Super Bowl last week.
Yeah, and the fact that they didn't immediately have the entire team get injured and lose by 35 in this game, already a good sign for them after that bet you made. I think there's two ways a team can that hasn't already established itself as good. Like, the Chiefs don't need to prove to anybody they're good, even though right now they keep staggering to wins in random fashion. Everyone assumes, because of who their quarterback is, who their coach is, their best football is ahead of them on offense, and they're probably right to assume that. I think there's two ways, though, that a quote-unquote up-and-coming team that doesn't have a recent track record of excellence can establish itself as really good. One is to just destroy everything in its path. The way, honestly, the Lions did, and the way they, I guess, announced themselves at the beginning of last year, beating the Chiefs in that season opening game, Pony, you can either annihilate and flatten everybody in front of you almost every week, or you can, if you've already played several games and there maybe are still lingering questions, I think do what the Steelers did yesterday. And it's why I am on board. You go on the road against a team that I think is a good team in Washington, like, I don't really have a changed opinion of them than I did going in, which is that they are a good football team. You don't even have close to your best, and you have multiple things happen that could easily derail an effort for victory, and you still win the game. That sells me. Good teams win that game yesterday. Really good teams, in fact, win that game yesterday. Bad teams don't. Like, if you go into that game as a... instead of 6-2 as a 4-4 team, you probably find a way to end up 4-5. You've got Jaylen Warren going full Ernest Biner in 1988 at the goal line. You've got a fake punt that I know we'll talk about later, but You have James Pierre go full Dwight Hands of Stone, to use another old reference. You have Russell Wilson finally throw a moon ball that ends up in another team's hands. And then George Pickens appearing to look like a vampire after the play, trying to like eat the guy's face. And all those things happen. And you still win the game. You're good. Your quarterback's good. You're good. You should be taken seriously as a really good football team. That is how I look at the Steelers after yesterday. That is not the best they've played this year, Pony, but that is their best win of the year.
Oh, what else is close? Atlanta, the first
stuffing
week?
The Chargers with what they look like with Fields as your quarterback is a pretty good win, because the Chargers keep suffocating teams. That's a good win. This was, I think, a lot of questions answered. What happens when Russ doesn't connect on like 65% of his passes? What happens when the other team doesn't roll over and play dead the way that the Jets did? What happens when the other team has a better quarterback than Danny Dimes, for example? Bunch of different questions asked of the Steelers yesterday. Hell, honestly, in the Wilson era, what happens when you're facing real, honest-to-God adversity? There's less than 3 minutes left, and you aren't winning the football game. What do you do? And all they did was, Russ drops back under what looks like it's going to be a ferocious rush, drops a ball in a bucket, and the dude that they brought in to do literally probably one thing, run deep and catch deep balls, makes a great catch and makes sure to get down in bounds. Boom. Game. It's a good football team wins that game. They are a very good football team right now. And I think that there is reason to believe that they will continue to be.
They don't win that game with late stage Ben Roethlisberger, with Kenny Pickett, with Mason Rudolph,
with Mitch, with Fields, none of them.
They win it because they took a flyer on Russell Wilson because there was little risk, and they thought, and I thought it was possible, that they would get high reward for it. And we're seeing it pay dividends. He played a so-so game at points yesterday, but when he needed to step up and make plays, he did. I mean, on that last drive before the Mike Williams touchdown, the play where he ran around and then found Calvin Austin, that's an old-school Seattle Russell Wilson in his prime play, where he just...
He took a second and long and turned it into a third and pretty short.
Yeah, and found a guy downfield.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the things that the Mark Schlereths and the Mina Kimes and the Dan Orlovskys and these highfalutin national sports people that watch the film of Russell Wilson said, he's cooked, he's fried, he can't do these things anymore. And we've either lucked out, or because the Steelers were bold and said, we're not going to do the same old, and just living with Kenny Pickett and trusting a first-round pick going into year three ain't good enough. I mean, however you want to rehash the way that they got him here, it really doesn't matter. They now have a quarterback that they can win a championship with because they're pairing it with a great defense. And I know that they gave up 27 points yesterday, and they fell victim to one of the trademarks or hallmarks of the Roethlisberger era. When they would score a touchdown right before the end of the first half, they'd get the ball to start the second half, and they'd score another touchdown. They double dip. They double up.
They flattened the Steelers for two possessions ultimately and did very little else. They got 145 of 242 yards on two drives.
This is a double compliment segment here to start for Tomlin. He gets credit for the persuasive power of convincing Russell Wilson to only take the vet minimum, stick it to Denver, come here, I'll give you a chance to play, you have my word. And even when Fields was playing well, he stood by his word. I thought it was hokey and silly. I'm wrong. Tomlin's right. And the Steelers are now in a great spot because of that decision by Mike. And his defense, they took away what Jaden Daniels did best.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Jaden Daniels this year has been an incredible runner of the football. That's why they were 11 for 11 on fourth down. Some of the stats are reminiscent of when Lamar Jackson first took over in Baltimore.
Teams couldn't handle him.
He only ran it 3 times for 5 yards. They didn't want to do it. They didn't want to try it. It's not even like they went to that well and it was dry. They just refused to have Jaden Daniels do the thing that has set him apart this year. Yes, he's incredibly accurate, but even in that respect, he was only a 50% passer yesterday. Tomlin has this incredible record, the best record of all time against rookie quarterbacks. And his defense, they didn't make Jaden Daniels look like ass, but they made him look like a much inferior version of the Jaden Daniels that we've seen all year.
How about I got to give Mike more credit then on something else. Would you like a triple, possibly a quadruple compliment?
I will allow for all the Mike Tomlin praise and the building of statues and the putting him in the Hall of Fame and all of that
stuff, because
they're 7-2 in part because a lot of the things he's done.
Well, he's also put trust in Wilson. That's been part and parcel with putting him in there, is letting Wilson try to win the game. Like, after they have the Warren fumble, they get the ball back. I wonder if Mike, if it's a different quarterback he doesn't trust as much, if they're somehow in the same position, is given the keys to go and go for a go shot like that. He trusts Wilson. Wilson's paid it off. The other thing I was going to actually start with giving Mike praise for here is, and he looks smart about this right now, as I'm about to give this guy, this player, a lot of props too. Whenever people would ask him about Patrick Queen, he defended him. He could have, and not that Mike ever like really throws guys under the bus in his presser.
Yep.
It's very rare. But he frustrated some of us by defending him. You want to know one of the reasons why Jaden Daniels didn't do squat with his legs? Patrick Queen was a monster yesterday. There was a play where Daniels, I saw Mina Kimes happen to highlight it, which I didn't think of at the time.
Second Kimes reference here. She's getting a pop or two.
Well, she just pointed out this has, and I know that she knows this because she's watched all their film. Like, that's what she does. He runs left. She says this has been a first down run for him all year. He just gets to the edge and gets 10 yards, right? Queen just absolutely laser beams sideline to sideline, knocks him out after like a 1.5, 2-yard gain. He was terrific.
Chris,
that was easily his best game yesterday.
We could go down the list of guys, though, that fans and people like you and I, we were very critical of what the Steelers did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we weren't so much on the actual Cam Hayward deal, but you would have thought leading up to that decision that fans were done with the guy, that he was dead to them. Oh, you can't. He should be the one taking a pay cut. He should be the one that should be going to them hat in hand. Dude had 2 sacks yesterday and was one of the best players on the field. That was a brilliant move to talk him into taking that deal, which had no guaranteed money beyond this year, and appeasing Hayward because he's having a huge renaissance season. You look at Dan Moore, continues to have a steady year. You and I both thought the guy sucked. He's had a pretty good year at left tackle. Mike Williams comes in, 9 targets, 1 play, 1 touchdown. That's their number 2 wide receiver after we all bitched up a storm for 6 months about filling that hole.
Mm-hmm.
So many things.
They've been proven right so far,
everything,
period.
Everything Khan and Tomlin are touching is turning to gold here, Chris.
I just have to give them a lot of credit. I mean, I've felt like this was building for a while. I felt like this team was different. Yesterday, let me put it this way. I'm not going to be surprised in the slightest if Washington goes out and wins a couple more in a row after this and if they look like the old Washington.
They got to play Philly on a short week. That's a toughie, but I get your point. I don't think they're going to collapse.
I don't think they're bad. I don't think they're a fraud.
The playoffs.
Also, Philly's coached by Nick Sirianni, so anything could happen in that game. That's not a compliment to Nick Sirianni, just for what it's worth here.
Well, be careful, because I think he has family members who coach down at Washington and Jefferson.
I made a joke today on social media about him, and how bad he is. And a lot of Eagles fans jumped in to say, yes, that is correct.
Yes, no one hates the Eagles like the Eagles fans.
Correct. But I just think that the Commanders are a legit team. And now, I don't know, no matter how skeptical you are of certain things or how much you believe like I do that the Ravens offense is scary or whatever, how you could have watched that game yesterday and not feel like the Steelers can stand on even footing with pretty much everyone left on that schedule.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.